though in this time your lives seem to be, to you, of course, smaller, but yourselves have become larger. That, of course, sounds, shall we say, not troublesome, and yet we are sure that you have noticed that part of that is troublesome. As the self becomes larger, the self has more things to say to you about who you are and how you want to move, not only in your house, but in the world. And we do not want to lose track of that. The numbing experience of the world is one that we believe you all know. So many things outside of you, pushing you, pulling you, doing all manner of things. And that is almost like a narcotic. Because when you are reacting to what is pulling you outside of yourself, you do not really have to react to what is pulling you inside of yourself. So in this time, you have had the opportunity to be a bit more with that self and to connect that self a bit more, which is quite a wonderful thing, really. We do not want to lose it. There are openings. We do not want to jump into all of them, but there's going to be a little more opening. So the challenge is going to be, can you open a little more to the world, but remain open to yourself? Can you still check in and see how you are with you? See how the universe is feeding you, and what are the things in your life that are the best things? Because the world has changed, one of the things that will happen is your experience of familiar things will sometimes not be familiar. It will not feel the way it did before. It may be more or less satisfying, depending on what that experience might be. But we want you to be prepared for that. We do not want you to lose the value of this time. But we do want you to have, of course, your world open a bit more, open eventually quite a lot more. But do not make yourself the sacrifice to that. That is going to involve something we have spoken about before. And we are going to talk about it for a moment. That is the power of saying no. And there so often great amounts of energy are used up in circumstances where at the beginning you actually heard no. And you perhaps do not go, you use a great deal of energy to get to something that you already know. But somehow or other we have been taught that simply saying no to something that is not good for you is, it means you are not paying attention, or you are not taking care of other people, or all manner of things. When the truth of it is, when you know that something is not going to be good for you, then let us see if we can get to the no a little more quickly. The more quickly you get to the no, the gentler the no will be. And the less you will feel pulled upon and wrong. And so that is such a good thing. That's such a good thing to allow yourself to know. It's like, this is not for me, and here is my no. And now let us talk about the other side of that. Let us get to yes a bit more quickly. Now, yes may be a little more involved because there may be more things for you to consider. But when you get to your yes, let us have permission for it. Is this for me? And your heart, which you have been spending some time in, says to you, yes, this is for me. So when you know it, when your intuitive abilities have spoken to you about both no and yes. We want to get to it more smoothly and with less worry and with less use of energy. And this is going to come up in, you will find, in many different situations. But the one thing that we all know about, but we will remind you again, is that the person in charge of your energy budget is you. So when you find things like fatigue or self-doubt or confusion or depression, when those things are visiting you, and we imagine most of them have visited you in this time, then let us say where our energy is going. Is it going to thoughts of old belief system that come back again and again? Because we know that they do. But are we focused on those? Because those are things where the no is definitely appropriate. You do not have to excuse something that is not good for you, or solve something that is not good for you before you can say no to it. This time hopefully has brought you closer to that knowledge. Ah, this is good for me, this is not good for me. And when we know that, that is such a fine thing, because it will serve you very well when you participate in creating a world that we can guarantee you is going to be new. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply. And feel the peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Become aware that there is protection all around you. Protection that will stay in place during this time, that will keep you safe as you are becoming more and more aware of who you are, what you love, and what you are here to do. Move your attention into your heart center and see that there is a beautiful garden and a green field and water that flows pure and silver and sweet. And place yourself in your heart center. And feel any tension or stress that might have gathered in the week, falling away from your body. Let your energy release you so that you are light and that you are the beauty in this garden that is your heart. Now feel an energy from the earth, a cleansing energy, come up and into your root. And let that cleansing energy remove any limitation that you might be carrying about the life you are creating and the one you are about to create. And feel the root free and clean and energized. Let the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. Let that energy displace any judgment or shame or old patterning that you might have returned to more than you really wish to do. Let that cleansing energy move that patterning out of your second center. And become aware of the waterfall there that is the symbol of cleansing. So whatever comes through your life, whether it is joy or sadness or any other thing that might be hard for you, let that waterfall wash it away and keep it away from that center, which can now function to move without judgment. Whatever is felt, whatever is experienced, only the washing away, none of the judgment. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And let that cleansing energy gently wash away any upset, any emotion, any hurt, anything that might have happened to you during the week. Feel that washed away from you. Gone now. And let that cleansing energy join you in your heart center and become a part of that beautiful silver water that flows in your heart. And feel the cleansing energy move up and into your third eye. And feel it wash away doubt and restore the function of your intuitive powers. And feel that cleansing energy come up and into your crown. And feel the crown open. And let that cleansing energy give your crown permission to open to all that is good and fine, abundant, powerful, all the things that are intended for you. Let that cleansing energy open the crown and give it permission to open to that beauty. Now feel the golden light above your crown and feel the golden light pouring into your body. And let this energy from the universe help you with your thoughts. Give you a higher level of energy for any adjustment you might need to make in your thoughts. and feel that energy flow into your throat to help you make any adjustment you might need to make in your communication, first and most importantly, with yourself and then with others. Feel that golden light flow down through your body and join you in this beautiful place in your heart. And as it touches, see flowers become golden and all things become nurtured so that your heart is full and cared for and made wise. Feel that golden energy heal your solar plexus, making you able now to feel in the way that is respectful of who you are and where you are. And feel the golden light flow into your second center to give you total permission for your yeses and your noes, so that they are no longer caught in your body, so that there is no judgment and there is no shame. Feel the golden light flow into your root and begin to make the patterns for the life you are going to create in this high energy. Now come back to your heart, the place where you are filled and cared for. And see that there is a path of green grass that moves upward. Move upward on that path until you come to a place of great wisdom and allow your gift to be a gift that feeds your wisdom. Rest your mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, bring it back into your heart. And breathe your energy back into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.